Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah, not Borquez.
You guys, this is a bonus episode where we are going to give you a little rundown of our Vegas trip this weekend to see Sheena's show.
Yep, sex tips from a gay man to a straight woman, starring Sheena and Chester Lockhart and Stefan. What's his last name? Let's see if it says here. Stefan. No. Hold on. I'm opening the program. Well, I can't find him.
Huh.
Oh, well. Sorry. Anyways, we have some fun stuff to give away here. I'm just going to tell you, it was actually winnings I received from winning a contest in the show. Basically, I stole the show on stage. The show was really me. Just kidding. But I did win, and they gave me 2 tickets to Thunder Down Under and a couple tickets to Frank Marino's Divas. It's celebrity female impersonators. Now, there's a little caveat with this one because it's like free tickets, free tickets. I don't even think there's a limit, but if you go on the back and look at the fine print, it says excludes box office fees, which are $24.49 a person. Upgrades available. So I don't know if that one's really free tickets. It's like free ticket adjacent.
Yeah.
Because $24 for a box office fee on a show that you probably wouldn't spend more than $25 on.
Right. We should look up how much it is without, like, yeah, just getting it on your own.
I've seen this show before. Not, I don't know if it's this one. I saw one in Hawaii. You know, and it's everything you expect it to be. It's just people doing Cher or Britney or whatever. I wouldn't go again just because I've already kind of been there, done that. So whoever wins the Thunder Down Under, we'll send these with that so you can decide. But we did win more legit tickets of Thunder Down Under. Now, the only thing I want to say about that is that it's 2 people per voucher. Voucher is subject to seating availability. Must redeem in person with valid ID. No phone reservations. So I'm hoping this just means, you know, when you go to Vegas, you go there, you go to, it's at the Excalibur. You go to the show in the box office, you know, that day or the day before, and just say, here, I have these. Can I go to the 7 o'clock show or the 10 o'clock show or whatever it is? So I have been to the show, which is why I'm not keeping them for myself. I've actually been several times, not to sound like a creeper, but I am. And it's really good. The one in Vegas is really good. I've seen the road show. In fact, Holly and I went last year. I've seen the road show a couple times, and that is not so good. So I would skip the traveling show, but the one in Vegas is very good. So check that out. I liked it. I've seen Magic Mike and Chippendales, and I liked Thunder Down Under a hell of a lot more than Magic Mike, sadly, because we thought we would love Magic Mike.
Yeah.
But that was just like a boy band dance recital.
Yeah, Magic Mike was a little bit disappointing. Like, and I thought that in theory it was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Like great dancing and like...
It really was nothing like the movies.
No. And they really missed the mark.
Yeah.
Because it could have been. It could have been.
It was just skinny boys in skinny jeans and...
Yeah, it didn't... It was not sexy at all.
No.
No.
So anyway, so Thunder Down Under is a good show. So you win 2 tickets to that. I think they're good for a year. So yeah, expires December 30th. So you guys have the whole year to go. Anyone's planning to go to Vegas or might think about it, I will send this to you. All we want you to do to enter is email us or DM us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook group private. You can join that. And the email is vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com.
Yes.
So we just ask if you to review, give us a review and a 5-star review on iTunes and send us a screenshot of that and you will be entered. And for those of you that have already done that, we know, just send us an email anyways and just let us know, look, remember, I already did this, and you'll be entered too. So
yes,
don't want to discriminate against our loyal listeners.
Right, right.
So we'll be giving away that. And these tickets are straight from the Sheena show and me winning them. So should we talk about the show?
Yes.
So, well, first we get there. Holly and I literally went for like 22 hours. We fly in. We picked up a car because we heard Sheena was going to be at this Divas Day Out convention at the South Point. And we're like, well, shit, we might as well. Like, a trade show is brutal. She's probably standing around bored, would welcome a conversation.
Yes. We just thought it'd be another opportunity to be able to talk to her for you guys and to just, you know, why not?
Ask some questions.
Yes. Yeah.
So we get there and it's crazy. It's like a crowded shit show. Just tons of vendors.
It was insane. It was like, I don't even know. Like, it was like, because we're like, why can't we find parking? And we're like, no way. This can't be for this event.
Yeah, because at South Point, it's way, way down this, like, it's out in the middle of nowhere. So parking should not be an issue.
And I felt like the flyer that, like, Sheena was on saying that she was going to be at this event didn't even, like, begin to cover how many vendors were at this thing. Like, it was huge.
Yeah. He said there's, like, 175 vendors. And yeah, they had everything from like tons of workout places to like sex toys to show tickets. They had the Thunder from Down Under guys there performing on stage.
There was radio stations. There was a lot of like the women that were pouring out of there were just like local women. They all had like huge like goodie bags like full of like pens and
lots
flyers
of, like, free swag that everyone went in there.
And they were happy with it. Like, they were very excited.
Yeah, so we had seen on social media, like, right when we landed, like, Sheena taking a couple pictures with people. So we're, like, cruising all the way there. First, we stop in the airport convenience store and pick her up some string cheese because we just read that article that she likes string cheese and she likes to eat it at night. So
yeah.
She likes to do it string by string. So we thought it'd be funny.
Like, plus, what mad person doesn't do it like that? Like, some people are just like, rawr.
It's not the same, but yeah, it depends on how hungry you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do that, and I've worked trade shows, and it's like, you're so sick of people, you're tired of talking, your feet hurt, and you're hungry, but you can't get away. So we thought it'd be funny, but also useful.
No, and it always helps to have a little icebreaker, like to know something about someone where you can be like, oh, like, you know, I don't know. I think it's, I like having an icebreaker.
And
it helps
me. Like, heard the laugh in person.
Yes, you know? Yes.
No, I can't do it. Can you do it?
No. No.
No, I can't do it either. All right. So, all right. That was about it. Oh, so we get there and she's not there. And I actually sent out like a message like, hey, are you at this thing? I thought you, she had just left. So we just missed her. She had been on stage and I don't know. That's okay.
It was totes disappointing, but we were like, you know, we were fresh into Vegas and we were like, no biggie. We'll go check in and hang out and go to the show.
Yeah. So we got to check in the VIP private office of the Palazzo, like legit private office, and connected to the VIP lounge. And they're like, we're going to give you a special red card. You just flash that. You can come in 24 hours a day. There's cookies. There's coffee. There's a server if you want a drink. We're like, what?
Yeah, it was like very close to like being on a private jet.
That's next. So I naturally grabbed as many of the cookies as I could and wrapped them up in napkins as I would normally do for later, which I'm glad I did because they came in handy later. And then we took off, went to our hotel, went down and gambled, and then came back and got ready to go to the show. Now, what I will tell you guys, I'm going to give you some tips if you're going to go. First of all, you don't need to get there that early. We got there at 6:15. We went to the 7 o'clock show. We ended up, you really don't go until like, what, 6:50, 6:55?
Yeah, it wasn't long before at all.
No, so you don't need to get there early. Unless you like have to pick up your tickets at the box office, then you do. But
which the box office is a little podium outside the door.
So then there's this step and repeat, and it's so dumb because it's not branded at all. It's just like a cosmic setting, right? Like,
yeah, it's like a stock like background that you would like
stars, like yeah. something you would see in that Xanadu movie, like when you're thinking like roller skates in space with the cosmic, I don't know.
Or it's like an old like Apple computer like screensaver, you know, like the old, yeah, like ones like, at school.
Yeah, and it's got some name like Stargazer.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So that's standing there, but we don't really know what it's for because it doesn't even say sex tips on it or anything. So then we're like, well, is this it? So that ends up being the step and I always have Craig from Southern Charm, step and release, step and repeat.
Step and repeat.
Step and repeat. We're telling you this now because if you do want that picture in front of that step and repeat, although I don't really know why you would, just do it yourself because they're going to take your picture when you go in and then charge you $20. So,
but then inside is the VIP step and repeat, and you can also take a picture behind that once you go in, not with their photographer, but yourself. So there's another insider tip.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Well, the one that we stood behind when we took our picture.
Right, right. Yeah, so go in. They'll seat you, but the guy, it's just like some dude, and then he'll exit out and bring someone else. Just get up from your seat and run back and take a picture.
Yeah.
So take one of your friend or take a selfie, whatever. Just don't pay the $20 because it's dumb and a ripoff. But not as big as the one we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So we'll get into the show, but we want to get into the ticket thing first to give you guys some tips. So we got like the best tickets, the front and center VIP meet and greet. And the seats were great. I mean, definitely I'm not mad about the seats. Although the room is pretty small. So we counted, there's probably like 150 seats. And to give you like a visual, it's like if you go to trade shows and you're at a hotel, it's like a small conference room, like not where exhibitors are, but like where you would go to a presentation. I've actually given presentations in rooms much larger than this, but or I was trying to equate it with something everybody could relate to. Wouldn't you say it's like the size of a McDonald's if like the McDonald's was empty inside? Like the interior, like if the kitchen was wiped away and all the booze.
I feel like it'd be the size of the kitchen.
Oh, smaller than the whole thing.
But like I'm sure the kitchen's big if you were to like take out the, like, if you like took that,
everything out.
Like it's like that shape, you know, like a rectangle.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I was shocked. Like I was ready because I had heard that it was small, but I don't know. I guess every time I picture like a Vegas show, I picture like stadium seating, but of course that's ridiculous. It's like a little,
yeah, especially when
it's an off Broadway little like show
every night. And some nights it's twice a night.
Well, and once I saw the show, now I get it. But,
yeah, it's a play. They're not,
I legit thought that there would be more characters than three people. I mean,
yeah, there's just three people. There's not like elaborate costume changes or anything like that that would warrant a big
stadium. It literally
stadium.
Just needs a spotlight and somewhere to stand. Like that's how, yeah, that's all it needs.
Yeah. So if you do want to get, I wrote down some of the ticket prices. If you want to get like the cheap seats, you'll see everything perfectly fine. Do not worry. I think the furthest row back is like 50 feet from the stage, legit.
Yeah.
Because if that would be...
I'm not good with feet.
Well, 5 feet and say like we laid down vertically, there'd be five of us would be 25 feet.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so maybe not even 50 feet. You'll see fine. So if you don't care about the meet and greet, which we'll get into, you can get the cheap seats. The cheap seats are rows 11 or 12 and 13, and they're like $39 to $40. I did hear there's Groupons out there, so you might want to check Groupon. There's preferred seating, which is rows 5 through 11, and those are $72. There's front row, but not center. Those are $82. You see exactly the same thing. It's not like you're off in the corner on the side. It's like, no, you have a perfect view. So that's basically like a VIP meet and greet without the VIP meet and greet. So the first four rows are like cushioned chairs. And then the rows behind that, the other nine rows are just like, cushioned folding chairs or something?
Yeah. But I mean, the chairs that we were in were good. I mean, I was like comfortable the entire time.
I kind of, yeah, like velvet cushiony. So here's the thing with, we have some tips on how to accomplish this. If the meet and greet is misleading.
Yeah. Okay. So this was my question and I didn't research this. So I'm going to ask you. So the meet and greet online cannot be purchased separately. Like you can't buy a $39 ticket and the meet and greet.
No, but at the show they said you could add it on later.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'd be curious, like how much is it to add on? We should have asked that.
Yeah.
Because once I saw the way that, so basically a VIP seat or whatever, or a front row seat allows you to go to the meet and greet. But it's not like a separate price tacked onto it. It's included in the seat price.
Right. So, but when at the end of the show, when they said, okay, for those of you that have the meet and greet, stand over here. And they're like, and for anyone else that would like to add that on, let us know. And then they would give them the price to add it on to their package.
Right. Okay. So, yeah.
So it's still an option for you if you change your mind after the show and really want a picture with Sheena and Chester and Stefan, or really want to meet them. But I want to tell you, it's not like a meet and greet. You're not even really meeting or greeting.
No.
They're like, okay, next, go over, get your picture, bye.
Yeah.
It's a picture.
It's a picture.
But the like there's no, hi, where are you from? Or how'd you hear about the show?
There's no
or,
greet.
There's no conversations. No. There's no questions. There's no greeting, meeting. Like Holly and I went to Holly Madison's show and yeah, we got the picture. And then we probably had like a 3 or 4 question dialogue with
her. She also like gave me like a signed headshot. And
she asked where we were from, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like I can't believe that we walked away with nothing. Like that we didn't get like a signed like poster of the show with their names on it or something where it was like, oh, cool. Like where I should be, there was a line of people waiting to come into the next show. They should have been wondering, what did they just get to do? Because I want to do it.
Yeah. But in fact, instead, actually, when we were at that convention, we went to the booth that Sheena was supposed to be at. And the lady handed us 2 signed like shots of Sheena. Like,
yeah, headshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like we got those free at the trade show. Like that should have been in our VIP package.
I mean, why wouldn't they want to send the poster of their show out with us so we can show like,
right.
Just
sign it and we'll promote. Yeah, exactly. But then the picture that we get to take, that is not included. The opportunity to take the picture, that's in the VIP meet and greet package, not the actual picture.
So if you want the picture, it's $40.
Yeah.
And Sarah and I took a photo together. They only brought out 1 photo. We are 2 people.
Yeah, they didn't.
So that's 2 tickets.
They didn't give us an option, which not smart financially for them. Like that could have been $80. They could have ripped off us. But we were like, all right, they didn't really give us the option to take individual pictures. So we took a group picture. But then it was so rushed that both of us were kind of like front and center, like pushed. Like I would have chosen to like kind of be in the back and let Sheena be, you know, in front of me and maybe the other guy
a little
bit.
Well, first of all, I didn't know we were going to take a picture with all 3 of them. I really didn't. Like, right. I thought that, not that I don't know, why couldn't they take one with each? Why couldn't we take one with each of them or something?
Yeah.
Like, it was, the photographer was set up very close to the step and repeat. And then to have 3 cast members and 2 people, that's 5 people in the photo. It was like really, it was awkward.
Or maybe ask us like, do you want a group shot or do you want with Sheena or what do you want? Like,
yeah,
maybe ask us. And then $40 for a shot that both of us hated because they're like behind me. And so they're kind of pushing my arms forward. I look like a hunchback.
But they didn't,
over.
They did not tell us that though. When we were, it's not like they were like, okay, we're gonna take this picture. It will be $40 to purchase.
Right.
You know, like they told us out, they shoved us out the door and told us out there.
Yeah.
So it was really.
So I didn't like, it was so fast that I didn't have time to think about an angle or my face. So I look like I have a mean mugshot. And then my arms, because they're pushed forward from the dudes behind me, I look like a hunched over linebacker. Like, it's so unflattering that I'm like, I don't want this picture. And then you didn't really like yours. Or did you? I don't know.
Oh, no, I really liked it.
Oh, you did? Okay, well.
No, I didn't. Oh. I mean, it's an awkward photo. And yeah, I felt like the cast took the opportunity.
And she only took one. She took a one shot.
She only took one. And it's like, dude, come on. There was six of us. You could have like done better.
And she looked at it and said, okay, great. Okay, well, lady, if you looked at it, you could see I look like I'm about to kill somebody. I mean, it's not like, how about she be like, oh, you weren't smiling in this one. All right, give me a little tip, DMV bitch. So then we go out and we're waiting for
this. We should have been dicks and said we want our own photo.
Yeah.
Like we should have done, I should have done one.
Or can we take a couple?
You should have done one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can I see it first?
To be fair.
Sheena would have asked, can I see it first?
Yeah. The girl in front of us asked for one with just Chester and they were like annoyed.
Yeah.
So
She said she didn't think, we talked to her later, she's like, I don't think they were too happy with me.
No, they just weren't accommodating. They were just like, ugh, like they were like annoyed. Yeah. So okay, well, let's get into like the show.
Yeah, but the last thing I wanted to give the tip on the picture, so if you do go get the picture, here's an idea. I'm not saying we did this. We had like, there were six people that got the VIP picture. So while the lady was passing out the other two pictures and like one person had some questions or they were shelling out their money, so the lady that, you know, the photographer, she was busy talking to them. Let's just say that happens when you go, maybe take that opportunity, prepare in advance, turn your camera volume off so it's silent, and hold up the picture. And maybe if you're with someone, that someone should just be pretending they're texting and take your own picture of the picture.
Yeah.
That might just be a little tip that you could do. I'm not saying we did it. I'm not saying we recommend that. But come on. If you're paying for the VIP meet and greet where there's no greet, there's no hello, there's no picture, I think it's owed.
Yeah.
But that's the negative. We really liked the show. We thought all the cast did a good job. And should we just start off with that?
Okay, for me, I really didn't know what to expect, and I really was ready to just lay into Sheena. I'm not gonna lie, like I was looking for anything I could to just go off on her. But overall, I really think that she did a good job, and it's I've heard some other people critique her her acting or whatever, but I don't think that's fair because she's playing a character that's like a little bit obnoxious and she has to play that role. So
and awkward, and like that would be what I would say the first minute. I was like, oh gosh, this is awkward. Well, that's her role, that's her character. She is awkward, she's an awkward character person, so if it's awkward, then she's doing her role correctly.
Right. And I think you have to kind of at that moment like realize like, okay, it's not Sheena, she's playing a role. So you either like get on board and like have fun with it, or you can sit there and be like, oh god, this is horrible. But I thought she did really good, and she was fun to watch. She, I mean, I totally bought what was going on. But I have to say, for me, that like standout star was Chester, mm-hmm. who I've never really, I've never watched whatever show he was on. He was on MTV, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I never watched anything of his, but he was so entertaining. And I was like, I was laughing.
He was witty and off the cuff, and his skin was immaculate.
I just felt like without him, I don't know that like I would have been so on board. He just brought he made it just so cool, and like we were able to like yell out, and I don't know, he just made it like super fun, funny, and comfortable. So I felt like that was totally saved the show.
Yeah. So like I had a really good time. I don't know that I would go see the show like when Kendra was in it or Golnessa from Shaws of Sunset. Like I don't think I'm, you know, that into it that I would spend my time in Vegas to go see that. But I really did want to see Sheena, and I really enjoyed Chester, and I thought Stefan was funny too. So, you know, if you hate Sheena, then don't go see it unless you just want to troll her. Or if you love her, then I would recommend going to see it. Or if you're just indifferent, it's still fun because It's fun. It's funny. I love that it's interactive. I love when they bring people on stage. That's usually one of my favorite parts of like one of those shows when they do that. And now we know that they're not just plants, or if they, you know, at least not all the time, because
yeah.
I wasn't a plant. And I know the other two girls weren't plants because they thought I was the plant.
Yeah.
They're like, really? You're sure you're not a plant? I'm like, I swear.
So yeah,
that's refreshing.
Yeah. So overall, it was good. And I also appreciated that, I don't know, I wasn't sure what like the subject matter was going to be, or like how, I don't like when shows get like too raunchy where it's like you can see like grannies in the audience uncomfortable or something.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't. And that's actually where Sheena's character came in being pretty handy, because she was uncomfortable with some of this stuff. It made it easier for the audience to like laugh along with her nervously and stuff like that. So I thought that was a good way to handle like kind of like how it was awkward.
Yeah.
And like to the point where I wouldn't mind bringing my mom, and my mom would like probably really not be into it, especially by the title of it. But it was not, you but know,
would
it was,
you say that menopause one was more graphic and disturbing?
Yes for sure. So yeah.
I thought her dance was good. I thought, you know, people are like, oh, she's awkward. I thought she did a great job. I thought she was like Britney-esque. Can I just say her body is ridiculous. It looks so good. Like her stomach is perfectly flat. Her legs and arms are toned. Like there's a difference. Like, yes, she's thin. Her waist is like whittled down, like, you know, corset thin, but it's all like curvy and balanced. And like, you know, she works for it. Like she's not stick like bony, like when that's a sign of, you know, unhealthy skinny. Like she's toned like Britney Spears' body is all I can kind of compare it to, where, and we've seen her, you know, season one, and she's always thin, but boy, it's a big body transformation. She changed her body. Mm-hmm. So it really motivated me, it really inspired me, especially after seeing video of myself on that same stage. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to be calling this Sethinator person that like transformed her body, because she looked great.
She did. She looked really good. I'll jump in and critique a little bit right here. I was surprised at like in some of like the flyers and other things that I've seen, I felt like her hair and makeup was better on some nights. I think she got a little relaxed on the night that we were there. It didn't look bad, but it definitely was like she just straight up put it up in a bun and like went on stage. And then like the costumes and stuff, I don't know, it seemed a little dated to me, but and I was also just really surprised at how simple it was. Mm-hmm. Like I, like literally she stands there with a book, like says her lines, and then the guys say their lines. And I honestly to God thought like there would be like a couple more dance numbers, not specifically with her or whatever, but I thought there'd be like they dance around with dicks or something and like kick their legs, and there would be like some other dancers,
some background
that came
dancers.
Out. Like, and not like, so when knowing that it's a 3-person show, that explains, like, it makes more sense, the theater that they're in and like all of that.
For sure.
Cause at first I was like, that's embarrassing. Like she's in this tiny theater. Like there's like, it's just her and like,
but they do so many shows. They would never be able to fill up a big theater because it's just not that big of a show. And like those big theaters have, I mean, I was telling Holly, I was given free tickets to, we were sitting at like the casino bar and these guys came up and like, can you guys please come? And they gave us these free tickets and really good seats to Penn and Teller. Well, they're huge. Penn and Teller has been around forever. And we're like, all right, we'll go. I mean, they were just trying to make it not look embarrassing by filling up seats.
Right.
So I'm glad that it's a smaller theater, because that would suck to have to perform in front of like 5 random people.
I guess it's just surprising that it's that small when they have huge billboards all down the line competing with Britney and the other ones.
Taxi cabs, buses.
I mean, you would not think it's in a tiny little theater room.
Huge marketing budget for sure.
Definitely making it appear bigger than it is, I think.
And we probably had didn't we do a count? It was like 80 to 100 people probably in our show.
I don't know about that.
Well, you said that 6 rows were full behind the 4. The
I'll have to count. I think I can count. But
so there's 8 seats on each side, and there are 13 rows total, and we think 4 plus 6. I think we said 9 rows. 9 rows were full. So if you go 9 times 16, that is...
Like in the photo that I have of people, there's 24 people, but that was at 6:52. So it was not, that guy was still fully seating people.
Yeah.
So I'd say like 50 or so.
Well, what's 9 times 16? That's like 144 or something.
Mm.
So somewhere between 50 and 144.
Yeah, I don't think it was 144, but
no,
maybe.
No, I wouldn't say it was that much, but anyways, they had another show coming up at 11. So for as often as they have the shows, I was surprised and impressed that, you know, there was a fair turnout. And we also noticed, I think most of the people in there were not Vanderpump Rules fans.
No.
Because the only 6 of us got the VIP. And one were 2 girlfriends. They clearly watched because the girl was wearing like a Sheena fur coat. And then that's the girl that got engaged.
Right.
They were fans. But the other couple that got the VIP, the one that asked for the solo picture with Chester, she's like, well, who is she? We're like, she's Sheena from Vanderpump Rules. And they're like, huh? Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, Lisa Vanderpump? They're like, no. I'm like, Beverly Hills Housewives? They're like, oh, yeah, I don't watch that. I've seen I've seen Dallas a couple times. So they didn't even know who Lisa Vanderpump was, let alone Sheena. So there was.
But
like,
to be fair, they didn't know who any of the 3 were.
No.
Yeah.
So I think most of the theater were.
We should have done more research while we were sitting there and said, how did you guys find out about this show? Why are you here? We should have asked people.
We should have walked around.
Yeah. Because it would have been interesting to see if, like, oh, we were given tickets, or, oh, yeah, our hotel concierge told us about it, or like, it'd just be interesting to see, like, how did you get here? Because I felt like at first I thought, oh, okay, people know why they're here, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think at our show.
But yeah. I was disappointed in Sheena that she did know who we were. She did know that we have a podcast. And I felt like I just wish that she would have given us at least a sentence, at least something like that. It hurt.
Well, I think also part of it, the problem, they probably should do the meet and greet like out front, because there's another show. We were wondering, why is there a 7 o'clock show and an 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock seems so late, like do 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, they pack in another show, the Anthony Cools Experience. I think it must be from like 9 to 10:30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So that explains why they shoot us out of the room so fast.
Yes.
Because when Holly said there's a huge line, there was all these people waiting to be seated. So that's why they kind of got to shoo you out quickly.
And we were confused why people were lined up, because they're like, they're lined up for Sheena this early.
Yeah, because like, nobody was lined up for ours.
But then they changed the step and repeat from our like cosmic, you know, star one, and they pull across the Anthony Cools one that was branded better than their show.
Yeah. And, well, the theater is called the Anthony Cools Theater.
Right, right.
So he's like that fader guy so yeah, I wish that we could have had more of a true meet and greet and just said hello or ask a few some questions. So that part was disappointing.
I'm singling Sheena out just because I feel like, I don't know, I was hoping that she would do something extra for Vanderpump Rules fans, like any of you guys that go, you know. So I hope that you guys have a different experience than we
do. Well, I do think she did, and I do think you should let her know if you're going, because I think both Holly and I were featured in it in a way. I mean, okay, so there's a part where, you know, they come over, one of the cast member comes over, and you have to like reach your hand down, it looks like you're grabbing his cock or something, and select what's going to be featured in the show. So they came up to Holly and they're like, what's your name? She's like, Holly. So you were featured for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was specifically chosen to come up on stage. So I'm sure that was her.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they just randomly picked me. Why didn't they pick the girl with the pink furry jacket? Like, she looked like she would have been good on stage.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. So I think she did do that, but I agree with you. I wish we could have had like a short combo, and not just such a rush photo, and then maybe like, you know, take her time with the photo and then maybe not $40.
But. And then my other critique is like, they need to get their act together on like merch. We wanted to get you guys like, we wanted to buy either like a professional program, and we wanted to give our program out to someone, but they make you crumple it into like a dick.
Yeah.
So they're all rolled up. Like I tried to straighten mine out, but it's all messed up. And it's like a professional program would have been great. A t-shirt, a keychain,
a
freaking
mug,
anything. Like there was nothing. We went, there was a huge gift store like right next to the theater. So I was like, I ran in there. I'm like, yes, we're going to get something for the pumpers. Like, let's look in here.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then I asked the guy at the box office. I'm like, dude, is there merch in there that we can buy? And he's like, oh yeah, inside there is. And it's like, you liar. There was not one thing.
No.
And yeah, I just felt like
I would have spent money on that, just not a $40 picture.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we would have gotten a bunch of stuff and or given
why,
it away.
Or why not have photos? Like, okay, so when you walk out, for, and this is just for everyone, not for the VIP meet and greet people, your photos that they took when you walked in are on like this little like banister, and they're like, okay, these are $20 each. Maybe you don't want to buy a picture of yourself, but maybe you would want to buy a picture of Sheena or the cast and them signing it. Like, why not have that as an option?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, like I'll buy that. That's a great souvenir or something, you know?
Yeah.
And no, there was just... There
this
was,
is $5. You know, there's always someone that wants an autograph photo.
Missed opportunity. It just felt like...
Yeah.
It was disappointing because it's like, okay, we're at a Vegas show. It should be like... They should have their ish together. And it was just like, we were there. We spent our time getting there.
See,
I don't know.
We always do this. We always have this thing where like, if we were in charge, if we planned it, like...
We always have a lot to say. I know.
Missed opportunities on... merchandise, they'd probably sell more photos if it was more reasonable, or maybe that photo comes with a signed headshot,
right?
You know, and then the meet and greet, make it a real, like, you know, I'm not saying they need to sit down with us or spend 5 minutes with us, 1 minute, 1 to 2 minutes, depending on how many.
No,
you
one
have.
Sentence,
one sentence,
something other than hi. Like, from all of them, like you can't just blame Sheena. Like, it was Chester could have said something. The other guy could have said something. Like, they...
Yeah. So, it wasn't a true, like, meet and greet. So, our... Like, my complaints are, like, more around the structure and organization of the show. But I liked the show itself. Like I said, I thought everyone did a great job. I was entertained. I had a lot of fun. I thought the acting was good. I thought her dancing was good. And then I had the best time on stage.
Okay, and mine, same about, I'm disappointed with the meet and greet because I don't know, I really thought that it was our moment. I really wanted to just, like, I had a personal thing that I wanted to say to Sheena. You know, I don't know, there was just like some, I just thought that I would at least get like a sentence in, and it was so awkward that, and you know when that happens when you're waiting, and like we took a flight from Orange County to Vegas to, like, I don't know. It was just like...
Just for this.
It was like a buildup, and then like, and especially because we knew we were going to podcast on it and everything. It was definitely a hit to the ego of like, damn, like I wish we would have got more of like a story.
Yeah.
And I wish
and
that...
like we gave, and she knows we gave free tickets away to listeners or...
Hope that Liz, is that her name?
Yeah.
I hope that she gets a different experience. Like maybe by hearing like our tips, she'll be able to maneuver around it. And I do think that there were some circumstances where maybe you could excuse away the meet and greet thing because the girls behind us were orchestrating like for her friend to be proposed to. So maybe Sheena was focused on that and they were trying to, swoosh us out of there. But after, when we were waiting for our photo, her and the, you know, and Chester and Stefan came out, and I thought it was another opportunity where she could have just walked up to us and said something. Like, we weren't around anyone else, it wouldn't have been a problem, and she didn't. And we could have been really aggressive and ran after, but we aren't like that. We're never gonna like bother someone. And so but as far as the show goes, again, I was also very impressed. I thought that Sheena did a great job, and she played the role that, you know, was written for her well. Her dancing, from the videos that I've seen online where people are kind of roasting her, I actually took a short video. I took like a 30-second video. I actually think she improved. I felt like her timing was better. And
I mean, I saw glimpses of Dancing with the Stars in the future. Like, I could definitely see her on that. And like, I think she did well enough where she'd be good on that. I don't know. There's a few moves that were like Dancing with the Stars-ish or Dirty Dancing-ish.
Yeah, or stripper-ish. Like, because that's like the type of like scene that it is. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't good. Know. I don't know who could, like, I guess what I'm comparing it to is like, could Katie do that? Could Kristen do it? Could Stassi do it? And I think
Lala could do it.
I think Ariana could do it. Yeah, yeah, I feel like out of the group, Sheena is the best fit for this. And it was interesting. Like, I feel like the character that she played was...
Like, I wish there would have been more dancing, or like, or either that one be longer, or maybe have two of them, or... Yeah, a little bit more of that would have been fun.
Yeah, and or like one from Chester, like if he would have done like a funny like dick dance or something, you know, like where like something. Yeah, because it was like finally like it at the end. Well, I don't want to give too much away, but at the end, it's like it turns into like a Vegas show, you know, like the smoke comes out and stuff, and it's like, ooh, and then it's over. Like, it's over pretty quick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, even for that finale finale. To be longer.
Just
a minute or two longer.
Yeah. Because I also felt like when in the clips that I've seen of Sheena where she's dancing, like I thought like, oh, I'm going to have so many more opportunities to rip on what she's doing and say something different than what everyone else is saying. But literally that little piece that you have seen online is that's it. So, I mean, other than that, like she is out there doing the show the entire time. So it's good. And it's a different type of Vegas show. I have to say, I was surprised. I was really surprised. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It wasn't too long. It wasn't too short. I never was like, okay, I need to go to the bathroom, or I'm like out of here. I'm going to text right now.
Oh, but if you want to be drinking, you do need to bring drinks in. I double fisted two champagnes. I made Holly one carry one in for me so I could have two.
Yeah. And there's no bathrooms in the theater either. So like, don't try
prepare.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not that long, you know, it's like 90 minutes max.
Yeah, it was good. So I think, I don't know, I overall, it was good. It was good. And
I don't know. I had probably a little bit of a different experience because I was not in the viewer seat for what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of it.
Uh-huh.
So I love any kind of contest or game, like, that's so fun to me. So to be, instead of watching it, which I love watching, I loved at when we saw Thunderdome under the road show. My favorite part of the show in the road show was when they brought the audience members up.
Yeah.
So to be part of that, that's super fun. So I would say to you guys, anyone going, I would message her, tweet her, IG her, telling her where, when you're going or what night, and like, what seat you're going to be in, even like if you're in the front row center, tell her.
Like
maybe do it the day before so that she remembers.
There's no way she's the one who picked you. No way. Like, I think that's asinine. There's no way.
She knew exactly where we are sitting. I told her. I said, we'll be there.
I just don't think she's...
When I asked, are you still here at the convention? She said she just left. But, you know, to go to the show, and I'm like, yeah, we'll be there front and center.
I just doubt she's in charge of that. You know, I get out there like, Sheena, who do you think?
Oh, I think it's very casual backstage. I think they call the shots.
Huh. Yeah, maybe.
And I think that's also why they had you do it. I think they weren't sure, like, and then the people on the other side, maybe they thought I was there with my boyfriend, so they picked Alexa, you know, because there's this other girl that got a little speaking part. So I think they were trying to figure out like, which one is she? So they picked the three girls that were in the front and center. All three of us got picked for a feature. I don't think that's coincidence.
Hmm. I guess. So basically you're saying that Sheena likes you more than me.
No, she picked. I don't. No, she wasn't out there when they picked you.
No,
or no. Alexa? No, I think they were trying to figure out which of us two were podcasters. And so
I think she
told Chester, because Chester was the one that first came and picked Alexa and Sheena was backstage changing or whatever. So I think she just told the guys, front center chicks.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like so much work that they would like. I mean, I think it's definitely like Chester and the guy's job to like watch the crowd a little bit. But yeah, I mean, that's.
And I don't know if she knows your image. Like, she's seen mine on social media. You know what I mean? Like, your picture. You don't have a picture of yourself. You have a picture of Vanderpump Rules logo.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I looked a little more familiar.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm just saying it doesn't hurt to tweet at her or message her saying, hey, I'm going to be sitting in the front row or front row.
No,
center.
I did not want to be chosen. So that would have been a problem. I would not have gone up on stage like you did.
But that would have been, how do you say no? Cause no one said no.
I would have been like, no, actually I had decided that I would like go up if I got picked. Cause I was like, no way.
Yeah. Well, it was fun and Holly got lots of video, so thank you. That was, I mean, I got loads of entertainment out of that.
Yeah, that was fun. So overall, you guys, go check it out. I mean, come on, like, if you're in Vegas, you're a Vanderpump Rules fan, you got to go check it out.
Yeah, and if you don't want to spend that much money, you don't care about you know, getting the op to say hi or get a picture, then just get the cheap seats. And
100%
still a great view.
Look for coupons and stuff too. Cause when we were, at the trade show thing, they did offer us a 2-for-1 or yeah, something. So I think there's coupons out there and stuff, and just ask around. And you, normally if you just walk up to those shows and stuff, they have good deals and stuff. So
yeah. And it's quick. I saw a deal online. I think it was on Ticketmaster or Vegas.com. It was preferred seating and dinner for $80.
Yeah.
And it was like this Hex Kitchen at Paris. So, I mean, there's lots of options and it doesn't take up your whole night or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I felt like very Vegas-y. Like after, like, you know, it's like we saw, you know, a show and then we went to dinner. Like it was like very fulfilling as far as like the Vegas experience. You know, like it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, without breaking the bank or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was cool. So you guys, message us about if you go to it. We want to hear what happens to you and what you think. We're
yeah, totally.
And congratulations to the girl who got engaged. If you listen to the podcast, reach out to us. We want to hear more about that story after we were shuffled out.
I was thinking we should go to the at Sex Tips social media and see who else tagged them, because we'll recognize. Because the girl that got engaged, her friend was up on stage with me. So, and yeah. They're the ones.
I think we could find it on Snapchat, because I checked if she posted on Instagram or Twitter. I didn't see anything yet, but maybe they've posted since.
But anyways, yeah, that was fun. So let us know if you want to win the Thunder Down Under tickets and then the extra bonus of the Divas tickets. Just send us a screenshot of your iTunes review, or just remind us that you already did send us a screenshot of your iTunes review. And we will raffle that off and announce it on Monday.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for listening. And again, let us know if you go and see Sheena's show.
Cool.
Okay. Bye.